Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence and ESC Insight calling. It's been a week of us reading the rulebook very, very carefully. So let's bring you up to speed on the last 7 days in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. Yep, as always, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, welcome, ESCinsight.com. I'm Ewan Spence, backed up by our wonderful collection of staff who've all helped out this week, keeping an eye on the news, the action, the adventure, the romance, and the mysticism of the Eurovision Song Contest. Coming up in today's podcast, we have some subtle Bonnie Tyler, some obvious Lars Ulrich, and the destruction of every Despacito clone before the heads of delegation meeting on March the 12th. We're going to expand that out slightly over the next 15 to 20 minutes, but that pretty much sums it up. What else to remind you of? Look, let's give you some housekeeping. As always, we have Patreon running, so you can help support the team as we cover the contest in Lisbon and beyond. Patreon.com/ESC Insight. Jukebox juries are going to start recording next week as we go through all the 43 songs selected for this year's song contest and give them a hit, miss, or maybe discuss the songs, the circumstances around them, and have a good bit of fun as well. It effectively starts that next phase of the podcast. We've kind of finished all the national final reporting. We're going to now go into the sort of pre-contest period of things like Jukebox Jury, keeping in the preview concerts, and all of that. So this is a good time for long-term listeners out there to leave us a review on iTunes, which would be very much appreciated. You can give us 1 to 5 stars, no due spots, unfortunately. And of course, that helps us with the ranking and gets us further up the list so more people can see us as we get closer and closer to Lisbon. Speaking of Lisbon news out of the EBU and Lisbon, well, we assume everything's going well because not much is being said. We assume that all the work is being done, the spreadsheets are done, the NAT charts are getting closer and closer to the red lines but not being broached. But one thing to flag up from the team over at Eurovision.tv actually is their YouTube channel has posted February's top 10 viewed songs, where they take the live views and the video views and the visual views and add them together to find out which song is at the top of the charts. Now, I'm not going to spoil it for you, okay? Because this goes over the entire history of the contest. But what I will say is that February has a different number one to January. Whoa. And two songs from this year's contest have made it into the top 10 for February. Which two? You'll have to go to Eurovision.tv's YouTube channel to find out. It's not really much of a surprise if you think about it, but have a think, go over and find out. Coming up now, who's through to Eurovision? Who is actually going to go in May? Let's go through the national final results. So let's see, we have 7 competitive finals that went through in the last 7 days, and way long going, it's this one. So 7.5, let's call it 8. First up is Armenia, and an Armenian language song will be going to Lisbon this year to represent the country. Kwami, sung by Seva Kanayagan, topped both the televote and the jury vote in that final and will be flying the flag. It's a single round final, 10 ran. Hungary now in the Adal final. It should come as no surprise that I am over the moon with AWS winning this one. Nothing to do with Amazon Web Services and Jeff Bezos, but it really does make it hard to find them on Google when you go looking for them. Would you like some server support from Seattle? No, I'd like a Hungarian screamo pop rock band crossover thing. Vistatnia is through there on a split result, 4th with the jury in round 1. Juries and Adal decide the top 4 to go forward to round 2. Round 2 is 100% televote, round 1 is 100% jury vote, but the televote put AWS on top and they walked away with the tickets to Lisbon. 4 fell at round 1, AWS win in round 2, 8 ran. They will be taking to the stage in the second semi-final, and those of you who would rather watch rock than rather watch Eurovision, they're going to be playing a gig on Tuesday night. Well, everybody else is at semi-final one. They've got a gig. They found a place, a little bar somewhere, and they're just going to hide in the corner and just play off their albums and stuff and everything. And I wish it wasn't the night at the semi-final, because I would be there at the front. Over in Latvia, Laura Rizzotto taking the victory there with the song Funny Girl. In the end, you had a whole bundle of people who weren't expected to be there in the final of Supernova. A wild card with Southern Lights and the XL Era that saw Ritvars go through as well. Handed us 8 into the final. Rizzotto won the jury, won the internet vote, 3rd in the Spotify streams cap. That's sort of much more, perhaps not as important. But in any case, Rizzotto takes the ticket to Lisbon. And for those of you keeping track, which I know all of you do, it was a single round and 8 ran. Moldova saw My Lucky Day by Dore Dus take an expected victory there. The remix of this song has already been released. There's a suspicion that the version that's going to be submitted to the EBU will be the remix version. And that will be the one we see on stage in May. We'll keep you up to date on that in the podcast as the weeks progress. 112 from every single juror bar one. Top the televote. Single round of contestants going through there in Moldova, 16 ran. Romania next, and fan favourite Mihai finished in 7th place in the grand final there. But the trophy goes to Goodbye by the band The Humans. Last in the running order there, so part of me is thinking, did they just get to the end of the show and went, oh, what number were they? Yeah, okay, let's vote for them. Boom. 100% televote. The Humans are through. Single round of competitive entries. 15 ran. Slovenia. Leah Sirk takes his song Havalane through to Eurovision. That's Thanks No. Which will be sung in Slovene. Top of the jury vote. 3rd in the televote. So at some point, probably in Jukebox Jury, we're going to bring out the rule of thumb. If you can't win your televote, you can't win Eurovision. That will happen there. But Slovenia is going to be there. Good shot of getting through to the Saturday Night Show. Be Cool finishing in 2nd place. It's going to be their year 1 year. Single round of competitive singing. 8 ran. Over in Ukraine, Under the Ladder is the winning song from Milovin. 2nd in the jury, 1st in the televote. For those of you keeping track, Tiana won the jury vote but was 3rd in the televote after some interesting histrionics coming from the jury and making her sing again and the manager standing up and getting all upset and everything. But I now know what the Ukrainian is for, you odious little man. Single round of competitive entries. 6 ran. On to the Netherlands, and Waylon has spent all of the last week promoting his new album on the Dutch equivalent of The One Show. One track a night for the last 5 nights, leading up to today, where he announced which of those 5 tracks would be the one that he personally has decided to take to the Eurovision Song Contest, and he'd already decided he wasn't waiting to see what the social media reaction was. To be fair, there was a little bit of mystery and intrigue going on in there. That's How She Goes is one of the tracks that was a cover, and the one that everybody was really loving online, outlawing them, was 3:30. You know, he's got an album coming out though, we all know that, that's great. It's called Rocks and Honey. But tonight he decided to stand up and tell us all the one that he had decided to send. And to be fair, if you've been watching Spotify about 2 hours beforehand, you would have seen a 3-minute version of Outlawing Them drop on the popular streaming service. So, yep. That's what we've got. Waylon will be singing Outlawing Them from his new album for the Netherlands at this year's Eurovision. And he might mention his new album once or twice as well. It's called Rocks and Honey. Bit complicated this one, but one judge, Waylon, 4 refused the start, 1 ran. From the other countries that are looking to make internal selections, we're still kind of waiting for them. They're still teasing and hinting. We've had some announcements of release dates. We've had like 5-second snippets from some of them. So the final run-in over the next 9 days or so until the submission deadline looks a bit like this. Today, have a look around. You would have had Eleni F and the release of Fuego for Cyprus. And of course, Waylon's album, as already mentioned. Isofragile by Jan will be releasing her song on the 4th of March, developed alongside the so-called Dream Team. So there's a bit of Greece-Russia proxy going on here as well. Senek and the Belgian song is scheduled for the 6th of March with the first play on Belgian radio. Franka B will be looking to do a Croatian release for Crazy, of which we've got 30 seconds of the intro. And so basically it could be anything in the moment, but expect it to appear in every single Chanel perfume advert coming up to Christmas in 2018. Austria's Cesar Samson will be doing a release of Nobody But You, press release on the 8th, first play on Hit Radio 03 on the 9th. Israel's Netta will be releasing the song Toy on the 10th of March. We'll find out just what's going to happen with the Looper Machine. IQ released the song Lost and Found from Macedonia on the 11th of March. And on the 12th of March, everybody will gather for the heads of delegation meeting, at which point Bulgaria will do their very best to, right before the moment of the deadline closing, go, oh yeah, here's our stuff, and hand it over at the very last minute. Hopefully, we'll finally get to find out officially what's going on with that song as well, as they release the song and announce the artist all together. Nothing like leaving it till the very end. And also in that mix, Ireland should be at the back end of next week as well. We're not sure if it's going to be like Thursday or Friday on that one. Neither do we have any information from Australia. But Jessica Mowboy's Instagram is just disappearing into a cloud of red dust. So we're expecting some figures to emerge from there, holding up an MP3 song demo in the very near future. Couple of intermediate rounds as well going on around Europe. Finland released the final of Saara Aalto's three songs, so we now know that the choices are Monsters, Domino, or Queens. We also know what the three outfits look like, and they are very, very Saara. So thumbs up for there. Lithuania had show 11-9. Jurgis Brūzga with For Love, Yes I Do, sung by The Roop, and That Girl by Kotriana are all through to the national final, which happens on March the 11th. Second semi-final happened for Festival of the Canção, and the fourth round of Melody Festivalen happened for Sweden. Let's see, direct through was the person standing on the pyramid and the glam rock grandads. Andra Shansen was How Many Metallica Jokes Can You Make Because Your Artist Is Called Sandman, and also the act that was closing off the CD, and three others didn't make it. Preview parties. Look, you want to get your diaries out now because these are starting to build up. You know, some tickets are on sale. London Eurovision is probably sold out, but there might be some last minute openings if you keep an eye on the website. That's on Thursday, the 5th of April. Before that, you have Riga opening up the preview schedule on March the 24th, Eurovisionparty.lv. Amsterdam's Eurovision in concert on Saturday the 14th. Eurovision Spain's pre-party on Saturday the 21st. And Melbourne having their pre-run party for everybody who's down under on Tuesday the 24th. Three little dashes of news as well to keep everything on the right bit of paper. Over in Festival de Canção, Diego Pecara has withdrawn from the contest. His song Canção de Fim has too many echoes of a song called Abre os meus olhos by Walter McAllister. Now, as far as Diego's concerned, the melody is simple. It was put together by himself, and the similarities is just what happens when you have a simple song. And we've talked about this before, especially when you go into places like blues and, you know, basic chord progressions and stuff, you can get stuff that has a lot of echoes. So Diego's went, it has a lot of echoes, but so much pressure on social media, that's been withdrawn, and everybody moves up one place there from his semi-final for the final of Festival de Canção this weekend. So over in Spain, the video has been recorded for Tu Canción, and of course they're off out on the Operation Trifundo tour, so lots of stage time practice for them in the run-up to Eurovision. And Sweden over there right after the close of Heat 4 of Melody Festival, the four duels for Andra Shansen were released. Two go in, one walks out. You get four going through to give us 10, taking us to the Friends Arena the weekend after. Duel number one, the Despacito round, as Margaret takes on Moncho. Second, Andra Shansen is the Okai Dance Floor Dance Off from Renaida and Olivia Eliasson. There's a competition for a new theme tune for the latest edition of the programme on the CW to replace the OC, as Felix Sandman and Mimi Werner go, oh, pull the heartstrings, sad, again. Oh, pull the heartstrings, happy in dance off number three. And round four is more Despacito. Yeah, Sigrid Benson and Mendez doing the double there. Eight go in, four go out. And I have to say, out of all the formats you have, of all the choices you can make in the heats and the semifinals and the finals of all the national final season, Andra Shansen, it's just musical gladiators. Both go up to the stage. Right, go, you're out next. Okay, you're out next. You're out. You're out. Yeah. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Right, music time then. And, you know, we've been feeling quite Scandinavian this week here in the United Kingdom with our little inclement flurry of snow lying on the ground. So we did had a look around, as I think everybody did, to find the snowiest songs in the Eurovision back catalogue. Of course, you've got Icy, who sung for Iceland back in 1986, Icebreaker for Norway in 2016. But no, decided that we would go for something that reflected the overwrought, emotive, tension-filled danger that we have decided to call this bit of weather here in the United Kingdom, which, let's be fair, rightly has told everybody, look, just be sensible, stay indoors, don't go on the roads, it's very, very snowy out there, and we don't have the infrastructure for it, unlike Sweden or Finland or whatever, who are looking at us and just going, it just looks like a normal Wednesday. There we go. So, we are going to go for the English version of Sweden in 1996, because one more time singing The Wild One isn't that wild, but just kind of fits that mood of great big angry name. And doesn't snow look lovely? Look at it, people snowboarding down the hill, young children with a snowman.
Winter has stuck in the village and blank as the stables. Young hearts warm up in the tavern, there's food on the tables. He and his wounds and his mistress are dancing at mist inside a waterfall. Glowing with pride in the darkness, kissing the mist inside a rumors like wind-driven snowflakes are spreading and falling. Starlight of frostily shining, so crisp and enthralling. He and his wilderness mistress are feeling mist into a waterfall.
There we go. It's the English version there of the third place song. If I get that wrong, somebody will correct me in the comments and I'll know we have a listen. Den Vilda, the wild one there for Sweden in 1996 from One More Time. Right, and what have we got coming up? Well, by the time you listen to this podcast, Cypress should have released their music video. And as we've already noted, Waylon has already declared which song is the one. Tomorrow it gets busy, because pretty much now it's national finals all the way through. We've got Estonia and Estee Lauer. We've got Finland and UMK Song for Sara. We've got Sungva Kepin up in Iceland. Poland's national final. Final of San Marino's one in 360 as well. Two heats going on, Melody Festival's Andra Shansen, and Lithuania on semi-final two. I know we've been having a joke about the 11Ts and everything, but it is semi-final two, and they will have their final next week. Sunday, we will have Azerbaijan releasing their song, and Portugal will be having the final of Festival de Canção. Belgium song release on Tuesday, and just to keep it ahead, by the time we get to next Friday, we should also have Austria's song, and we're pretty sure that we're going to have Ireland in there as well, although that remains unconfirmed. Just because we're so close to the end, just keeping track, March the 10th will be Israel, Norway and Sweden. Lithuania will be on the 11th, and Bulgaria will be on the 12th. Still waiting here on the likes of Australia. Monday the 12th of March, heads of delegation meeting, submissions deadline for all the broadcasters. Get all your bits of paperwork in. So what have we got insight-wise going forward as well? Well, we're all going to be heading over to Norway's Melody Grand Prix on March the 10th. So keep an eye out for us with the Ida Maria banners, trying to find a couple of more metaphors to help her through the extended version. Once the snow clears here in Edinburgh, Jukebox Jury will be calling our members to order. So keep an eye out for your summons in your email inbox. We have a wonderful article. Wonderful doesn't cover it, okay? I'm just going to be very proud editor here and go Ellie's article on live music and the Looper and Netta and Israel and the history of live performance and vocal imitations, which you will find headlined up on EACinsight.com just now, is an absolutely fantastic article. Go and read it now. It's got everything. It's got the Loopers. It's got the history of the song contest. It's got Cliff Richard. It's got Gina G. There's an appearance by a Mellotron and Del Shannon in there. Kids, look him up on Wikipedia. He's very important. Del Shannon, not Mellotron. Mellotron's an instrument, but you could look that up in Wikipedia as well. Yeah, go over, head over that. We have Patreon that's out there, and we thank you all out there for your support. Those of you who are on patreon.com/ESCInsight, we thank you as well. But for all of you who read, who share our links, who leave comments, who leave reviews, we thank you as well. It means a huge, huge amount to us to see the feedback that we get coming through. Please keep that coming in as we head forward to May and the Eurovision Song Contest. I'm Ewan Spence. This has been ESC Insight's News Insight podcast for another week. Thanks very much for your time. Let's hit the guitars. The Insight News podcast was hosted by Ewan Spence, written by Ewan Spence, Ellie Chalkley and Lisa Jane Lewis, and distributed by ESC Insight, www.escinsight.com.